بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. I start with the name of Allah. I praise Him and thank Him. I ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad and to protect his Muslim followers from whatever he feared for them. In our previous lessons, we have talked about 9 of the Ashara, of the 10 companions promised with paradise. Inshallah, today we want to talk about the 10th companion, Sa'id ibn Zayd, radiyallahu anhu. His name is Sa'id, the son of Zayd, the son of Amr, the son of Nufail, the son of Abdul Uzza, the son of Rabah, the son of Abdullah, the son of Qurt, the son of Razah, the son of Adi, the son of Ka'b, the son of Lu'ay, from Quraysh, radiyallahu anhu. And you could see that his lineage meets with the lineage of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wassalam, in Ka'b ibn Lu'ay. His kunya is Abu al-A'wab. His kunya is Abu al-A'wab. His wife was his cousin. She was called Fatima, known as Ummu Jamil, and she happened to be the sister of the second caliph, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. And you know, Umar ibn al-Khattab is also a Adawi, means his lineage goes back to Adi. And he happens that the father Zayd, the father of Sa'id, and Umar, both are cousins. They were cousins because Umar is the son of Al-Khattab and the son of Nufail. Sa'id is the son of Zayd ibn Amr ibn Nufail. So Sa'id would be like a second cousin for the great cousin of Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu anhu. Now, his sister, the sister of Sa'id, is the wife of Umar ibn Khattab. So Umar ibn Khattab is married to the sister of Sa'id. Sa'id is married to the sister of Umar ibn Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. Sa'id, radiyallahu anhu, and his wife became Muslim. They were among the early Muslims. They embraced Islam early, before Umar ibn Khattab himself became a Muslim, and they performed hijrah. And as we mentioned, Sa'id is one of the great 10 companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Given the good news, they would be in paradise. And he is from As-Sabiqeen al-Awwaleen, the early wave of Muslims, praised in the Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He became Muslim before the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam even went into a house called Darul Arqam ibn Abi al-Arqam. This was a house of a man called Al-Arqam on the Mount of Safa. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam for some time used to meet with the Muslims there, where he would teach them and they would pray there, away from the eyes of the idol worshippers. So there was a time when the Prophet did this until they became about 40 men. And then something happened, as we're going to mention, inshallah. So Umar did not become a Muslim before Sa'id. Sa'id became Muslim before him. And you know the story of how Umar embraced Islam. A man told him, you claim that you are the enemy of Muhammad and that you want to do this and that. Go to your house. Somebody in your house left the religion of their fathers and they became Muslim. So, and he went, Umar, to his house, and in the house of his sister was Sa'id, her husband, and another companion called Khabbab. And when Umar came, in one narration, he beat up Sa'id because he's the husband of his sister, and then he, according to him, was the reason for her becoming Muslim. And then he slapped his sister and she bled. But then he read part of a surah that was written on a parchment, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the heart of Umar. And then he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam made him embrace Islam. He told him, isn't it time for you, Umar, to believe? And then Umar said the Shahada and became one of also the early Muslims. After Umar became Muslim, then the Muslims went out openly in the streets of Mecca in two lines. One line led by Hamza, the uncle of the Prophet, and another line led or headed by Umar ibn Khattab. And then this made the idol worships very angry, because now the Muslims are publicly showing their faith. Sa'id participated in all the battles that Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam attended, led, except the Battle of Badr. Because Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam sent Sa'id ibn Zayd and Talha ibn Ubaidillah to check on the caravan that was carrying the money, the merchandise of Mecca. So they went to check on it, and then the caravan escaped. But by the time they came back to Al-Madinah, the Battle of Badr has finished. But the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam considered both companions as one, as you know, those who participated in the Battle of Badr, and he gave them a share of the spoils that resulted from that great Battle of Badr. He also attended the siege of Damascus when the Muslims went to the area of Asham and fought the Romans by Khalid ibn Walid and Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah. And Abu Ubaidah, because he became the leader of the army when Abu Bakr died and Umar assigned him. So Abu Ubaidah assigned Sa'id ibn Zayd as the governor of Damascus. And he was the first governor for the Muslims in that area. He narrated different amounts of hadith, not a large number from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some of these hadith, two of them are in both Bukhari and Muslim. One of those is by al-Bukhari radiyallahu anhu. And many companions narrated from him, Abu Salama ibn Abd al-Rahman and others. One of the hadith that Sa'id radiyallahu anhu narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is al-kam'atu min al-manni alladhi anzal Allahu ala bani Israel wa ma'uha shifa'un lil'ayn. So it means that the truffle, T-R-U-F-F-L-E, the truffle is one of the foods that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down upon the children of Israel. Al-man wa salwa. He said that the Prophet said, al-kam'ah, this truffle, it is something looks like potatoes. It grows underground and it is very expensive. It is rare. It's not very, it doesn't go in large quantities, so it's rare. But it has many medicinal uses. One of them is what the Prophet mentioned in the hadith, وَمَاءُهَا شِفَاءٌ لِلْعَيْنِ, that the juice that comes out of this kam'a, of this truffle, is good for the vision for the eye. Some said that people sometimes they rub it with the kuhul, the ithmid, and then they put it, and it clarifies or clears the vision, and also it makes the tears come out. Some people have some dryness, it helps them to shed tears from their eyes, which is good for the eye. Also, Sa'id is one of those who narrated the hadith by Al-Bukhari, مَنْ ظَلَمَ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ شِبْرًا طُوِّقَهُ مِنْ سَبْعِ أَرَضِينَ وَمَنْ قُتِلَ دُونَ مَالِهِ فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. So Sa'id narrated that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, the one who takes one shibr, shibr is like a hand span, if whoever takes one hand span of someone else's land unjustly, you know, have some people sometimes there are lines that mark the borders of people's land. Sometimes they just do another line and they annex few, you know, square feet, if you want, from other people's land. So the Prophet mentioned that whoever takes land from another person unjustly, as much as a hand span, then he will, on the day of judgment, be wearing like a collar this land, means all that sand and stuff in his neck. And I don't know what Sab' Aradin means here, but it means as a punishment he will be wearing that land that he took unjustly. And then the continuation of the hadith, that whoever is killed while defending his money, then he is a martyr. Of course, is not a martyr like the one in the battlefield, but he gets a reward similar to the reward of the martyr. So these are two hadith that this great companion narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we said that he is Sa'id ibn Zayd ibn Amr ibn Nufayl. So his father was Zayd, the son of Amr, the son of Nufayl, the cousin of Umar ibn Khattab. Now, the scholars of history or seerah mentioned, and it is famous among them, that this man did not like idol worshipping. He looked at his people doing all these acts of debauchery, the acts of, you know, sins. And one of the things that he did not like, they're worshipping the idols. Because, you know, the Arabs before Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam received the revelation, used to worship idols. They would make them from wood, they make them from stone, they make them from dates. People just carry these dates with them in the shape, and then if they put them and that they worship that those dates in that shape, and then when they feel hungry, they eat it. And then it shows you how their mentality was low to worship something that they make. Of course, God subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything. He doesn't resemble his creation. So he wouldn't be under the harm and the control of his own creation. But this is how their level of thinking was. That's why it's called Al-Jahiliyyah. It is the era of ignorance. So Zayd, the son, the father of Sa'id, he did not like this, and he would not worship idols with those people. Also, he would not approve of slaughtering animals for the idols, and he would not eat from those animals slaughtered for that purpose. He would avoid that. And he tried to isolate himself from his own people. He tried to find other ways to be worshipful of Allah. He did not like the Christianity or Judaism or anything else. So he said, I'm going to follow the religion of Ibrahim. So he believed the correct way about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he of course did not receive the message of any other prophet before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he, one of the things that this father of Sa'id, Zayd ibn Amr ibn Nufayl, said, that Allah created the animal, let's say sheep, and Allah send down water from the sky for his creation to use. Allah made grass come out for this sheep. So people get the sheep from Allah, they get the water from Allah, they get the grass for the sheep from Allah. And he said, and then when they slaughter it for other than Allah. They slaughter it under the name of other than Allah. So he said, this is unacceptable. He was rejecting this, denouncing it. And he said, I would not eat from what was killed without Allah's name being mentioned. He meant if it's slaughtered for other than Allah, he would not eat it. And it is mentioned in Siyaru A'lam al-Nubala, authored by al-Dhahabi, that this Zayd met a monk, and the monk told him, it looked like you're looking for the religion of Ibrahim. And he said, you are from Mecca. Just go back to Mecca. There will be a man, a prophet will be showing there, and he is following the religion of Ibrahim. He is the best creation of Allah. Okay, there is a man called Amir ibn Rabi'a. He said, Zayd told me, Amir is saying that this Zayd, the father of Sa'id, told him, Amir, I went against what my people are worshipping. I followed the millah, the religion of Ibrahim and his son Ismail, and they used to pray to this Qibla. I'm waiting for a prophet from the descendants of Ismail, that he would show up, and it seems I may not live to see him or to catch him, but I believe in him and I testify that he is a prophet. So he told him, so Zayd told Amir, if you live long to see this prophet, then please convey my salam to him. So Amir said, when the prophet alayhi salatu wasalam showed up, I became Muslim, I told him what Zayd said, and I conveyed my salam, his salam to the prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And the prophet alayhi salatu wasalam returned the salam of Zayd. You know how a person, somebody tells you, he says, assalamu alaykum, you say, wa alayhi salam. The prophet did the same thing. He responded to the salam of Zayd. He asked for mercy for him, and he said a statement that I cannot translate. The prophet said, قَدْ رَأَيْتُهُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ يَسْحَبُ ذُيُولًا. I saw him in paradise doing something. That something was not explained to me, so I cannot explain it to you. But this is a testimony from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that this man Zayd, who died 5 years before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam became a prophet. They met, the Prophet met with Zayd before he was a prophet. And Zayd died 5 years before Muhammad became a prophet. So the Prophet is testifying that this man died having the correct belief, and that's why he had mercy on him. So the father did not catch with Prophet Muhammad when he became a prophet to believe in him while he's alive, but his son Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala graced him with meeting the Prophet and becoming one of the early companions, one of the 10 companions given the news of being in paradise, radiyallahu anhu. Now, one of the distinguishing qualities of Sa'id is that his dua was fulfilled. If he asked Allah for something, it would happen. Just like Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas and others. For those were, well, this was one of his qualities. So one time, as Abu Nu'aym mentions in his Hilyatul Awliya, a woman called Arwa, the daughter of Uwais. Arwa bint Uwais. She claimed that Sa'id annexed, he cut, took part of her land and, you know, joined it to his land. So he said, how would I steal, take away from her land after I heard the Messenger of Allah says, whoever takes one, you know, span from someone's land, he will wear it as a, you know, a collar on the Day of Judgment. How would I do that if I'm the one who narrated? I heard the Prophet says that. I would not do that. Then he made a dua. He said, O Allah, Allahumma in kanat kadhibatan fala tumitha hatta ya'ma basaruha wa taj'ala qabraha fi bi'riha. So then he said that, O Allah, if this woman is lying about it, she's claiming I took part of her land, if she is lying, then don't let her die until she becomes blind, until you take out away her sight. And then make her well, her grave. She had a well in her land. So this woman, the story goes on, but this woman became blind, and one night she went out walking in her land, you know, carefully because she became blind. She fell in the well in her land, and she died in it, became her grave, as per the dua, the request of Sa'id, radiallahu anhu. One time the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, was standing on the Mount of Hira. It's in Mecca. And the mount shook a little bit, the mountain. The Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, addressed the mountain, Uthbut Hira. فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ عَلَيْكَ إِلَّا نَبِيٌّ أَوْ صُدِّيقٌ أَوْ شَهِيدٌ. So the Prophet said, calm down, Hira. You don't have on you but either a prophet or a Siddiq, means a highly righteous Muslim,
or a shaheed, meaning or a martyr.
And the people who were with the Prophet, of course, Prophet Muhammad was the prophet, and then Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Talha, all the 10 except Abu Ubaidah were with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Sa'id was one of those. This is another testimony from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam about the high status of these companions, the 4 rightly caliphs, rightly guided caliphs, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali, and the rest, Talha, Az-Zubayr, Sa'id, and Sa'd, and Abdul Rahman ibn Awf, radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. We mentioned in our classes, this is our 100th lesson. Okay, we started with the beginning of the creation a few years ago, and this is our 100th lesson. In the previous lessons, we mentioned that when Umar was killed, assassinated, and then he wanted someone after him to take the charge of the Muslims, become the caliph, there were few people called Ahlu Shura, like a council of good companions, trustworthy Muslims. And Umar named few of them, like Abdul Rahman ibn Awf, and Ali, and Uthman, and so on. Umar, on purpose, did not name Sa'id. He did not name, he did not include him in that council, in those Ahlul Shura, Ahlul Halli wal Aqd. And the reason, because he was blood related to him. Number, he is the husband of his sister, and also his cousin. So, and Umar did that on purpose so that people would not say, oh, Umar played favors. He included in that council one of his relatives. So Umar was far-sighted. He knew that he would not be accused of such a thing if he did not do it. And he did not take him out of that council of those Ahlul Shura because Sa'id was not qualified. He was one of the 10. You know, the best companions are what? Those 10. The 4 caliphs and those 6 after those 4. So Sa'id was one of the early, highly regarded companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but Umar, for some wisdom that proved to be, you know, correct, he did not include him in that council. One of the merits of this great companion, Sa'id ibn Zayd, that he would not accept Al-Imam Ali to be cursed by someone. Means there came a time in certain area and when some people ruled the Muslims that these people would advise or give orders that Al-Imam Ali would be cussed, would be cursed, even on the member. That's when the, you know, speaker gives and then he would say, you know, so and so to Ali. So one time, Al-Mughira ibn Shu'ba, one of the very smart, shrewd companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was in the big mosque in Al-Kufa. And people were sitting around this companion. Sa'id came, and Al-Mughira honored Sa'id by seating him next to him. Then one of these Kufa people, man from Kufa, started cussing Al-Imam Ali radiallahu anhu. So Sa'id was, you know, like amazed. He told him, Mughira, whom he is cussing? He said, he's cussing Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. He said, Sa'id, he said, oh Mughira, he's doing it. He's cussing Ali, because he couldn't believe that a man would dare to cuss a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he told him, I hear the companions of the Prophet being cussed in your area, in your charge, and you don't reject that, you do not deny it, you don't renounce it, you don't change it. And I testify that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said things. I heard the Prophet say things. I understood what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, said. And I would not narrate any lie from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I heard him saying, Abu Bakr fil Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, Uthman fil Jannah, Ali fil Jannah, Talha fil Jannah, Az-Zubayr fil Jannah, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf fil Jannah, Sa'ad ibn fil Jannah. And he said, وَتَاسِعُ الْمُؤْمِينَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. So he said, I heard the Prophet saying all of this, that Abu Bakr is in paradise, Umar in paradise, Uthman, Ali. He said, every one of them is in paradise. And he named the nine of those people. And the people were sitting there, hearing this man, Sa'id, this companion, narrating from the Prophet a hadith. So they were interested. So he did not name the last one. He named nine. In one narration he named eight. In one narration he named nine.
فقال القوم ننشدك الله يا أبا الأعور من العاشر قال نشدتموني بالله أبو الأعور في الجنة. So they asked him, who is the tenth, O Abu al-A'war? And he said, Abu al-A'war is in paradise, referring to himself, Sa'id رضي الله عنه.
He just didn't want to include himself in the hadith, but out of his honesty, because he's narrating the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would not exclude himself from the narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He first said, and someone else, but then when they insisted that he would tell them, he told them, I was the tenth. So this. Then he said the following. He said, لَمَشْهَدٌ شَهِدَهُ رَجُلٌ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَغْبَرُّ وَجْهُهُ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ عَمَلِ أَحَدِكُمْ وَلَوْ عُمِّرَ عُمْرَ نُوحٍ لَمَشْهَدٌ شَهِدَهُ رَجُلٌ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَغْبَرُّ وَجْهُهُ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أفضل من عمل أحدكم ولو عمر عمر نوح. He said, one place or one battle that one of these companions attended with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and their face, the face of this man or these people, became dusty, because it's for fi sabilillah, you know, riding the horses, going through the sands of Arabia and so on, fighting. He said, such a person attending with the Prophet, having his face dusty, his deed is better than the deed of any one of you, even if he did it for as long as Nuh lived. So he said, this person attending one battle, his deed is more rewardable than you doing a deed for as long as Noah lived. If according to one narration, that Prophet Nuh lived for 950 years, and others say more than 1,000 years. So he's telling him, one battle attended by this companion with the Prophet has more reward than you doing a deed for 1,000 years. So he's telling them, how could this person cuss Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu, who became a Muslim when he was a child yet, not pubescent yet, who slept in the bed of the Prophet when the Prophet ordered him on his way to Al-Madinah, who's known for his bravery, he was a rightly guided caliph, He was the husband of the daughter, the Fatima, the Prophet's daughter. He was the father of the grandchildren of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the 10, etc. How could such a person dare to cuss this great companion? He could not, you know, accept it. One time, Muawiyah, when he was the ruler, sent to Marwan, one of his governors in Al-Madinah. He told him, go to the people of Medina and make sure they pay allegiance to my son Yazid to become a caliph after him. And Marwan, you know, like slowed down about it, didn't just go ahead and do it. And they asked him, why are you, you know, hesitant about it, doing it? He said, if I want to get this bay'ah, this allegiance to Yazid in Al-Madinah, I need Sa'id ibn Zayd to be there. He is the man who is respected by all these people in Medina. So if he's in town and he accepts, then people will accept to pay allegiance to Yazid. So that shows also how highly he was regarded even during the time of Muawiyah's rulership. رضي الله عنه سعيد died in Al-Aqiq. Al-Aqiq is an area close to Al-Madinah. It's the same area where Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, the man we talked about two classes ago, died also. He was carried from Al-Aqiq to the city, to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, where he was buried there. And he died in the year 51 Hijri at an age of about 70 years. He had, when he died, he had an illness, and in Arabic it's called al-dhirba or al-dharba, and it is a sickness that a person gets severe diarrhea and many things with the stomach, so I don't go the details. So it means that also this was, if a person dies out of such a condition, we know that the Prophet ﷺ said such a person would be a martyr. So this is another quality merit for Sa'id radiallahu anhu. Now, the mother of Sa'id, his mother, asked one of the great companions, Abdullah, the son of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. So she asked Abdullah, would you put misk on his body? He said, yes, I would. There is no better, you know, perfume or oil than the misk. And then she gave him a misk so that when they washed him, they would rub his body with misk. In the grave, came down to put his body, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, one of the 10 companions, and Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhuma. Al-Mughira, that governor in Al-Kufa, he is the one who led the funeral prayer under the rulership of Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan. Rahimallahu Sa'id ibn Zayd, صاحب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. May Allah have mercy upon Sa'id ibn Zayd, the companion of the Messenger of Allah. والله سبحانه وتعالى أعلم. بارك الله فيكم. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.